Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Saleh for Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living.
There is an awesome sound to quiet, something which we mortals seldom hear because of the din and noise of life today. Babies don't come into the world with earphones attached, but it's amazing how quickly the blare of noise and dissonance of life today drowns out the still voice of solitude and quiet. I'm reminded of the student who left the farm and went to a large city where he went to college. The only apartment he could find was one which butted up against the subway trains. At first, the noise was deafening, impossible for him to sleep. The noise of the cars bothered him, but he had no money to improve his housing. And, as you might have guessed, he eventually got used to it. One night, however, he woke with a start. Something's wrong, he immediately sensed. Rubbing his sleepy eyes, he asked himself, "What is it?" Then he knew. The subway trains had stopped running. It was deathly still. The quiet woke him up. Long ago, God through the psalmist said, "Be still and know that I am God." Is there profit in times of quiet reflection that come only when the TV has been turned off, the earphones removed, and the incessant chatter of meaningless conversation abandoned? Indeed, there is. A man who spent years of his life in an English prison for opposing the formalities of the state church wrote, "If we have not quiet in our minds, outward comfort will do no more for us than a golden slipper on a gouty foot." His name? John Bunyan, the most widely read author ever to write a sentence in English. Blaise Pascal, the French philosopher and scientist and author, added this to what Bunyan said, "All the misfortunes of men spring from their not knowing how to live quietly at home in their own rooms." At the top of today's guidelines, I said, there is an awesome sound to quiet. Have you made that discovery? Never shall I forget the time I sat on a rock I later called Pulpit Rock, high in the Rocky Mountains, and memorized Psalm 46. For several hours that morning, I sat there, doing nothing but listen to the wind, the gentle noise of chipmunks who chattered, an occasional squirrel who angrily voiced his dissent at the bird stealing his food, and just listened to the sound of the earth turning on its axis. Or so it seemed to me. I'll never forget that morning. Walk through the forest, sit on a beach, go into your backyard, and look up at the stars. Get a fix on God. It comes only through quietness and solitude. There is benefit in quiet solitude, which allows you to hear God's voice and to hear your heart, which can blend in harmony with Him as you say, "Yes, Lord. More than anything else, I want what You want. Speak to my soul and guide me with Your strong hand." Following the injunction, "Be still and know that I am God," the psalmist testifies saying, "The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress." After he put his head on a stone for a pillow and fled for his life, Jacob had a dream in which God revealed Himself. When he awoke, he cried out, "Surely the Lord is in this place, and I was not aware of it." That may well be how it is with you, friend. Be still and know that He is God. He speaks to us through His Word. He witnesses His presence with our spirit. He will guide and direct His own. As Richard Halverson put it, time alone with God is absolutely imperative for the man who desires to be his best. It tempers, seasons, settles the man, and builds strength into the very fiber of his life. Indeed. You may not be able to escape to a mountaintop in the Rockies somewhere, or go into a cloister, or go deep into a forest and have solitude, but you can do it. Go home, turn off the television set, close the door, unplug the phone, and listen to God in your heart. He speaks to us when we shut out the noise. You can download today's program. Go to our website, guidelines.org, and click on the date for today.